Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Strongly encourage everybody to go to the Devil Radio website. People have called in, ask how can they support Devil Radio. We're the Lone Ranger among call-in political talk shows. I'm more on the liberal side. The rest of it's all right-wing radio. You want to support it, just click on the link, support Devil Radio, right at the top of the menu bar. While you're at it, download the Devil Radio app. You can do that also on Apple and Google. Carry Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows. And if you support Devil Radio and show that, that'd be much appreciated. And support your favorite shows. Devil's Advocate, Diamond Kroot, Earl Ingram, Matt Flynn Direct, Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. All right, we're going back to the news. I'm going to follow up right now about infrastructure. Ron Johnson, here's what he had to say about infrastructure. He's still sniffing around, pretending he might or might not run for the Senate. I don't think he's made up his mind. I think he's getting the picture that people don't want him as a senator. Here are some direct quotations from him on the infrastructure bill, the hard infrastructure bill. Twice, he did say publicly it was a good bill. Twice. Looking at the merits is a good bill. Of course it's a good bill. But then he said, they asked him, have you read it? Here's what he said. It's, quote, pointless, end quote, to find out what's in the bipartisan bill because, quote, I'm not going to vote for the bill. Pointless to read it because I'm not going to vote for it. Oh, really? You said it was a good bill twice. Now you're pandering to the base. You're saying it's pointless to read it because I'm not going to vote for the bill. What kind of senator is that? And then he goes, quote, I can't imagine a scenario in which I'm going to vote yes on this thing. End quote. Quote, I can't imagine a scenario in which I'm going to vote yes on this thing. And what he's said he's going to do is do his best to frustrate and prevent passage of the bill. This reminds me one time when I think of one of the great senators in our history, Bill Proxmire, my mentor and friend, a lot older than I am. My wife and I picked him up at the airport. Sometimes the staff would call and he'd say, Matt, can you pick him up at the airport? He doesn't want to go to the expense of renting a car. Take him to his hotel. And we say, yeah, pick him up. He's a great guy. And we said, listen, Senator, we'd like to take you to dinner. No, no. He said, I got a lot of work to do. This is a Friday night. He's the only senator in the entire Senate doing any work, believe me, on Friday night. And he has this briefcase full of stuff. So he says, stop at a grocery store. We go to a grocery store and he goes through and here's what he gets, a quart of buttermilk and some pickles and a loaf of bread. That's what he gets. I said, what is that? He says, my supper. Everybody else in the Senate is at the fanciest restaurant in Washington in their home state, not Bill Proxmire. And where are you staying? He's staying at the Budget Tell out on the northwest side of Milwaukee. They had a McDonald's right next to it. He said, I stay here. And then I get up in the morning, I jog around, and then I go to McDonald's for breakfast. Then somebody in my staff picks me up and we go to whatever we got to go to. So what are you going to do about the buttermilk? And he goes, he props open the window and sticks it out. It was in January. That's Bill Proxmire. And I said, well, what are you going to do? And he goes, see this briefcase? And he had legislative history in the briefcase. The thing was stuffed with technical things, and he's reading it that Friday evening. That was Bill Proxmire, okay? That is not Ron Johnson, okay? Period, end of story. So Ron Johnson goes, it's pointless to find out what's in the bipartisan infrastructure bill because I'm not going to vote for the bill. So I won't even read it. Might see something in there that I like and have to vote for it. No way. And I can't imagine a scenario in which I'm going to vote yes on this thing. Calls it a thing. That's what he called it. Yes on this thing. Keep that in mind when you're voting for the U.S. Senate. Keep that big time in mind. When I go back to COVID quickly, Tyson Meat Company, Chicken Company, now is requiring vaccine for all of its workers, all of it, 120,000 workers, believe it or not. And they're going to give them a $200 bonus. You get vaccinated, you get to keep your job and $200. If you don't, you're out of here. Morgan Stanley, Google, Facebook, all requiring vaccines. All requiring vaccines as a condition of employment. It's about time. It is about time. And I'll tell you what, more should do that because COVID is rising. It's rising very, very badly. A disturbing little wrinkle here in Wisconsin, there is a state representative named Timothy Ramthan, Republican Campbellsport. He's raising money to, quote, review the 2020 elections. And he put an online video in which he has a QAnon reference, the calm before the storm. That's a QAnon reference. They love to say that. What is a guy in Campbellsport in the Wisconsin state legislature doing raising money to, quote, review the 2020 election? And why is he tying it into a phrase used by QAnon? Keep that in mind if you vote in Campbellsport. This is getting out of hand. We had a number of reviews of the 2020 election, including at the end, the Trump people paid for a review in Dane County and Milwaukee County. And they did it because that was the hotbed of votes for Biden. And the only result was Biden got more votes. He got a couple hundred more votes. But it was done by certified people. Now, Voss has hired Gableman, a former Supreme Court justice who served one term, to head up a group with a seemingly unlimited budget. Voss said if he wants a dozen investigators, he can have them. The retired police officers whom Voss had hired quit. One of them had worked for the Republican Party. The fix is in on this thing, guys. The fix is in. Then you have a Republican assemblywoman from Menominee Falls who's going, she wants to investigate it. Hey, I got news for you. These people have their hands out. They're all going to want the voting machines. They're all going to want the presidential ballots. That is forbidden by federal law. Merrick Garland so far hasn't come in any of these states, not the Cyber Ninja audit in Arizona, not the one in Georgia. He's intervening, but he hasn't stopped turning over information. You can't turn over the voting machines to Timothy Ramthan of Campbellsport or his agents, and you can't turn them over to anybody from Menominee Falls just for the heck of it. You can't turn it over to Gableman, retired police officers of Voss. There are laws on this. Who is entitled to look at those machines? And they've been looked at several times. If they're looked at, then they're no good. Then we got to spend millions of dollars to buy new machines like they did in Maricopa County in Arizona. Why is the Republican legislature freelancing like this? Why is Voss doing it by hiring Gableman and these police officers? Why are state legislators doing it? Why is nobody intervening? If Merrick Garland doesn't intervene and they demand the voting machines or presidential ballots, or they start harassing and scaring poll workers, Josh Call's got to intervene. Get in there and get into federal court. If you can get into federal court, get into federal court. If you get into state court, so be it. Shut it down. This is a fraud. The idea, by the way, is very sophisticated. It isn't, they all go, oh, I don't want to overturn the 2020 election. Oh, no, not me. Butter wouldn't melt my mouth. I simply want to make sure that there's confidence in the 2024 election. Just me, just caring about confidence. Campbellsport, Menominee Falls cares about confidence. Retired police officers, one of whom would work for the Republican Party, just about confidence. Gableman still seething about not being able to run for re-election. Just confidence. What they're going to do is they're going to talk to poll workers. There have been incidents in other states where they freelance and they call up voters, say, who'd you vote for? People don't have to tell them. They should just hang up, but they get scared. They might say, Biden, I can't believe you did that up here. You see what I mean? They may not vote next time. They may be scared to vote. The idea is to intimidate. The Republican Party is a purveyor of intimidation. Intimidation. It's a purveyor of disease. are doing everything they can to interfere with anti-COVID measures. It is a purveyor of fraud. The notion, the fraudulent argument, that somehow there's something wrong with the last election. The Republican Party is in business to undermine our democracy. And unless people understand that and act accordingly, they could succeed. We're not going to permit it. The next time there's an election in this state, which is 2022, they already have restrictive things in place. Evers vetoed some of them. But I'll tell you what, they are going to interfere with the counting of the votes. And Stalin, one of the mass murderers in history, killed 20 million people, by the way. 20 million people. Joseph Stalin. Communist Russian Joseph Stalin, 20 million people. Once said, it doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. It doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. And that is what the Republican Party believes now. And I'll tell you what, the example, remember, January 6th, remember that insurrection? Very sad piece of breaking news. A fourth officer has committed suicide, who was one of the defenders. An officer is 26 years old named Kyle DeFreitag, committed suicide just the other day. He's the fourth one. The fourth one. These people were beaten up. They were stood up and beaten in the stomach and the face. They were dragged down the stairs, their heads bumping against the stairs. Some of them had their head crushed. Remember the one guy screaming? He had his head crushed. Fanon, Michael Fanon, thrown on the ground, almost kicked to death. And the people they protected, many of them, the Republicans, turned on them like dogs. Wouldn't vote to give them medals, wouldn't vote to thank them. Said it was a hoax. The Republican Party is a purveyor of violence, fraud, and disease. Keep that in mind at every level. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.